Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And coming up at the bottom of the hour, Rob, I never heard of the dude, but ooh. Rob G loves him. Rob G swears by him. And he says he's the king of NBA Twitter, Josiah Johnson.
Wow.
Host of Out of Pocket on Buckets. Have you ever heard of Josiah Johnson?
I've seen the name, but I didn't know what he... I have seen that name, yes.
Yeah, Rob G loves him. Okay. He's Marcus Johnson's son, though.
Oh,
and
we
Marcus Johnson's friend of the show.
Yes.
And was
We've
a
had
phenomenal,
him on a number of times.
Yeah, was a really good player. Great player. Not a Hall of Famer, but right there. You know what I mean?
He was really, really good player.
Yeah,
absolutely.
He was really great. So it'll be good to have Josiah on at the bottom of this hour. Okay. Rob, tonight the nightcap game is the Clippers hosting the Utah Jazz with a chance to even this thing up at two games apiece. And Rob, we talked about it last week. The Clippers, man, they have a chance. In fact, they must do something, Rob, that no team in NBA history has done. And that is win series after win multiple playoff series when trailing two games to nothing in the same postseason.
When you said that, I didn't know that had never been done.
Yeah.
I was stunned by that stat.
Yeah, that would be something, wouldn't it, if they go ahead and do that?
It's doable. I mean, it is doable here only because the first one was so ridiculous, you know, losing the first two at home, Chris, and then being able to come back
Dallas,
and win it
right
against Dallas. But this is not that. Like, you know this. You've been covering the NBA for a million years. A team wins the first two games at home. It's not that impossible, inconceivable, that the other team, just like the Bucks, they get blown out. They look out of sync. Like they were going to get swept, right? That's what they look like when they left Brooklyn. After that, they were down 49 points. And somehow the series is tied. Now they got injuries in their favor. Who knows? They could win the series now. It's not... And the Clippers can win this series. Now, Donovan says he's fine, Chris Mitchell. But they don't have who's the other guy?
Mike Conley's still out.
Who hasn't played yet. So, could the Clippers tie? The Clippers are 5-point favorites tonight for you people putting shekels down. But I think that they can get this series tied, and this would be incredible. They still have – it might take them – they might go the long way, Chris, where everything's a struggle – everything's a 7-game series. Do you know what I mean? Like
remember
that might
Boston,
just be. Yeah, that
when
might
they
be
won
their.
It with KG, Ray Allen,
that's a good,
and Paul
that's a good
Pierce.
Way of looking at it. Yep.
Atlanta took them 7 games in the first round. I think that was a 1-8, if I'm not mistaken.
I think you're right. And it was a struggle. I remember that series. I thought they were going to lose at one point.
Right. They blew them out in game 7, but still, you're like, why in the world did this go 7? And then the next round was 7. That might have been with Cleveland. And then they beat Detroit, I believe, in 6, and the Lakers in 6.
But Ty Lue's done a nice job, Chris.
He really has.
This is no knock on Doc, who's already won a championship and has been a great coach and whatnot. But you can't say Ty Lue's not earning his money.
I agree. I'm more impressed, and obviously, look, he got a championship, and that's impressive. I'm more impressed by what he's doing now. Because he's really making adjustments. He had LeBron James, and I know Kawhi and PG are great, but they're not LeBron James.
Right. You don't have to make that many. You just don't get in the way. Do you know what I mean when you have a player like that?
Right. So he's really impressed me, Rob. I agree with you on that. And I'll say this. You can make an argument that even though they're down 2-1, the Clippers have outplayed the Jazz in this series.
I agree with you.
They lost 2 close games, right?
On the road,
on the road. And they were up 13 in game 1. And that was with their best player, Kawhi, having 2 subpar performances.
And
he was
Chris,
okay.
What, And what was 22? He in game one? Two quick fouls in the first quarter. Yep. You remember that?
Yeah.
This is what I'm talking about. You know the NBA.
Yeah.
And they can neutralize a player. If you pick up two quick fouls, you can't be as aggressive. You know that. You're playing on pins and needles, and that's what happens.
Yeah, I think what they have to do, and Kawhi busted out in game three with 34 points. I think he can continue to play this well. Paul George, 31, 6 for 10 from 3 in game 3. I don't expect him to do this every night. I think he'll have one more game like
that.
Because
he's up and down. But when he's on.
And he's been big. I'll credit him. He has been big in the fourth quarters of this series. And so he'll give us 20 he'll give you 20. Because he has scored 20 points 10 straight playoff games. That's every game this postseason.
Right.
And then what you need is just one. One of the role players, Reggie Jackson.
Reggie's
Nick
knocking
Batum.
It down, Chris. Knocking down shots.
He's playing great. Last game, Nick Batum stepped up with 17 points. Marcus Morris, one of them, Rob, to have an exceptional game.
Right.
You know, a game.
Not all of them. You don't need all
player.
Of them. You need one
right.
guy. Right.
Yep. And then they even this thing up, and, you know, it's a battle. But I agree with you. I think the Clippers do even it up tonight. If they don't, obviously it's tough, but I don't write them off.
It'll be really tough then, because now you're going – it's
you're
not
going
just –
home or to Utah,
right. It's
right.
going on the road, and it's three games. Two are in Utah, and they were the number one seed for a reason. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you can't go there – thinking you're going to win three games in a row, two in Utah. That's just a tall order.
Right.
Is it impossible?
No, it's not impossible.
But
yeah, they need
to win at home tonight, right?
Yep. And I think Utah, look, Donovan Mitchell has been spectacular, but they've slowed him down the last, game or so. I know he had 30, so they haven't solved him. But he was looking like Michael Jordan in games one and two.
Right.
And really, since the second half, Rob, of game two, he's been, they've been able to keep him under control.
And that's all you have to do.
Right.
He's going to get his, right?
Yep.
Just don't let him go off. You can't
exactly.
let him get 45, 50. That's when you get hurt. If he gets his 32, Chris, or 34, you can live with that if you limit the other guy.
Right.
But it's real simple. You just can't let those guys go crazy.
Right. Now, let's move. We talked about it a lot, the Bucks and the Nets. With Kyrie Irving and James Harden out, and you think they'll be back? I hope you're right.
I do. I think they'll be back before the series. Yeah, for six.
Maybe one of them will give it a try, or maybe both. But if they don't, is Giannis, Rob, the two-time MVP, is he under more pressure than anyone left in the playoffs? If they don't come back, because
right.
then you should win the series. Shame on Milwaukee if they don't win the series and Kyrie and Harden never play another minute.
No, and that would be – you got to remember how the series started with Harden getting hurt, Chris, in the first 43 seconds.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
So this has been set up for Milwaukee. You're right. If now, say, somehow, some way these guys don't play, and I don't know – the Nets win game five in Brooklyn or somehow and then win it in seven or win game six and seven or whatever it is, it's going to be a bad look for Giannis. It just is.
Yeah, and he's had, two really bad looks in the playoffs the last 2 years. Losing four straight to Kawhi and then obviously last year when they lost to Miami in the second round. So, yeah, Look, Chris Paul, no pressure on him. Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton, first time in the playoffs, no pressure on them. The Clippers, there's some pressure, but I don't think there's more than what's on Giannis
right.
if
I,
these
I,
guys
I agree.
Don't come back, right?
I agree. I
Kawhi's
think Giannis,
a made man.
Yep.
I know he can, we can take a few shots at him if they don't win this series or if
but
he does
be,
it win
it,
he'll get a little more love, but he's a made man. Paul George, we kind of feel like we know what Paul George is,
right? He's a second guy, and if he ever does deliver in some big game or whatever and get them to the conference finals or into the championship, then it, people will look at Paul George differently. But that's what it takes for him. You're right.
Right, right. KD, at this point, has a lot to gain, right, if he somehow leads them to this series victory without Kyrie and Harden. And I know there are a few out there, Rob, and we heard it in the first hour, a few out there who are trying to, like, oh, hold on. If this was LeBron, y'all be expecting him to win. Why, you know, KD better win
right,
this. Rob, did we expect LeBron? I don't remember. I know I didn't
I
expect
didn't,
LeBron
I didn't expect
to win
without AD.
Without AD.
No,
right.
No. We knew it was a wrap. We knew
right.
it was a wrap.
Nobody's killed LeBron because first round.
And when he went there with Kyrie. They know they need two players, Chris. That was right. That
right.
was the game plan. So right. don't act like he was like, oh, no, I'm going to win this by myself. I don't need nobody. Him and Kyrie. Kyrie's not there. Harden was the icing on the cake. Because we just saw earlier on in the playoffs, they could win. They still could have won this series without Harden. I believe that if they stayed,
right.
both stayed
I
healthy.
Agree.
Right?
I agree.
So
I think they're up 3-1 if Kyrie doesn't get hurt. And I tell you what, Rob, if they lose this series, what is really going to stick in the Nets' craw is that they blue is probably too strong, but game three.
No, they blew that game,
because they had it.
I'm with you.
You know what I mean?
That,
they had
they,
it.
They had, not only did they had the ball with the lead, and Joe Harris is as good as a shooter out there, Chris. If he knocks down that
like
elbow shot,
footer,
what is that, 12,
right?
15 feet? 15,
16 15 feet.
15 feet yeah. right there. They're up by four, and there's 40 seconds to go. Seriously, like you're in
yep. –
you know what I mean? They're going to get yep. a possession, and you're going to have another chance to either make a basket or shoot some free throws. I'm telling
even
you.
Even the way they executed that second to last play where it ended up being Bruce Brown taking
right.
a shot.
Right.
Like it
absolutely.
Was that was because they threw a poor inbound pass. They didn't execute
it. It was a
properly.
Terrible inbound pass right. that Kyrie had to save, which
really?
Took him
He's
out of the play,
saved
Chris.
Saved it. Yep.
Right. But it took him out of the play because he had to save it from going out of bounds.
Because if you're up 3-0, and I'll even say, I mean, we never in the history of the league has a team come back from 3-0 down right. to win a series. If there was a chance to do it, obviously it would have been if the Nets are up 3-0 and then they're without Kyrie and Harden. But even right. so, I got to be honest, Rob, if they were up 3-0 and Kyrie got hurt and now all of a sudden it's 3-1, I think the Nets can somehow get a game.
I do too.
I think they could somehow get a game.
You could get one game, but you're not going to get, you know what I mean? Like, you can get one game where you just play well and you get role players to play well. Maybe it's a game at home, Chris, you know, where yep. guys feel more comfortable. It's not impossible. We've seen teams win that aren't supposed to win when guys go down all the time.
Right.
Right?
Right.
All the time.
Remember when Boston beat Brooklyn in the first round?
Exactly.
In the
they won one game, and they shouldn't have, right? Brooklyn came out, didn't play that well early on, and Boston started making shots. You
yep.
can win a game.
Yep.
Under man.
So with Giannis, I agree. I think there's more pressure on him than anybody if those two stars don't come back for Brooklyn. But here's the saving grace for him, Rob. He's still young. And he's got, I mean, remember, 8 years in for LeBron, he had lost to Orlando when they had the best record in the league. Cleveland had the best record when he won his first MVP. And the Cleveland was favored in that series. He had lost to Boston in his last year in Cleveland, the first stint. And didn't play well in the last few games. And then he goes to Miami with the big three and fizzles out in the finals. So that was 8 years in for LeBron. And so obviously he's changed that whole narrative with the championships he's won since then. So Giannis has time. But Rob, for the time being, in the present, in the offseason, and go really throughout the entire regular season next year, Rob.
Right.
Giannis will take hits. And here's the other thing. This is the chance. I don't mean just this series, but Rob, we assume if Kyrie, Harden, and KD are healthy next year.
Right, right. Just go back to exactly, Chris. Like, okay, we got a break. There's no the chance of them being all banged up again next year, all hurt. These guys are too young, Chris. It's just right. Like
Harden was an Iron Man in Houston,
right?
If just he and KD are healthy and Kyrie plays half the year, whatever it is,
it's still going to be right.
Yes, and the then AD healthy for the Lakers,
right?
And does LeBron continue to play at a high level? So this is the chance. I mean, I'm looking at Philly against Milwaukee. If Milwaukee gets there, Milwaukee can win that thing. You can even say they should win it.
Yep.
And then you got Phoenix, Utah, and the Clippers. I mean, this is the chance for Giannis to get it done. And so that's one of the big storylines to me remaining in this postseason. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. How much pressure is Giannis under to win now that the Nets are compromised without Harden and Kyrie? Is the most pressure on Giannis more than any other player left in the playoffs? Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Magic City Monday. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we're brought to you by Discover Card. Discover matches all the cash back that you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover's accepted at 99% of places in the United States that take credit cards. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations do apply. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Is anyone under more pressure now to win in these playoffs than Giannis Antetokounmpo now that the Brooklyn Nets are banged up? Your turn to win.
Lap in D.C., you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Lap?
Hey, what's up, fellas, man? Good show as always.
Thank you.
Hey, I think so, man. I mean, this guy won MVP, defensive player. The way he's went out the last two seasons, man, he got to take advantage of the opportunity. And look, you know what I'm saying? No LeBron, and if Brooklyn is banged up, man, I mean, it's up for grabs, man. It's up for grabs.
See,
for
I agree with you.
It's up for grabs, and you got to seize the moment because next year it's going to be tougher.
It's tougher
to try to get it, man.
And you know what? Not only the Nets, but all these young players, Chris, who have blossomed this year, right?
Good point.
Right?
Good point.
The Suns will be back.
The Suns, right.
Utah ain't going nowhere. Denver will be stronger. Jamal Murray
Atlanta
will be there.
Atlanta will be better. Not that they'll necessarily be a contender, but they'll be better.
Right?
Nah, good point. Really good point. Philly should be, back and maybe stronger. So, yeah.
It'll be even harder, I think. Mike in Vegas, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mike?
Rob G just told me Chris Broussard likes to wear his wife's makeup.
All right, Brandon in Dallas, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Brandon?
What's up, Chris? What's up, Rob?
What's
How
up,
are you?
Man, who's screening these calls? What was that?
I know. I don't
it's
know.
All
and
good.
Just for the record, I don't wear my wife's makeup, so
that's okay.
Right. But about Giannis, I think the pressure has ratcheted up for Giannis for sure, and I think he has the most pressure in the East to get there, hands down. But I still think that the more pressure is on Chris Paul. I think if Giannis gets there,
I do.
Why do you think there's so much pressure on Chris Paul?
Well, just because of the history, and because he's gotten close a few times, and because of the injuries and his age, and because of the greatness. Because he's so great, if he was a win now, it would put him in the top five. Pretty close, but just get this scenario. If the Suns and Milwaukee go to the finals, if Giannis gets there and loses to the Suns, it won't be that bad for him as I think it would be for Chris Paul if they get there and lose to the Bucks.
See, I disagree. I think if either one of those teams get to the final, it's a win.
I think Chris... I don't know. I think we've accepted he's not likely to win a championship. If he does, it's gravy, and yes, he jumps, right? It helps his legacy for sure, but Are we going to kill Chris Rob for not winning a championship?
No, no. Not
he's
for 36 a team that,
years old.
And not for a team that hadn't been in the playoffs in a decade. No, right. Chris.
If I he get gets it. He's got a lot finals, to gain, but I don't think he's going to get killed.
He's not
going
to get killed. If they lose, and Giannis, you just said it. Giannis was a two back-to-back finals, season MVP. And, you know, the path cleared for him. He got Drew Holiday, needed a piece. He stayed in. You know what I mean? And he got right to the finals. Even if he loses, you can't kill. Would you kill Giannis if they went to the finals this year? I don't think you could kill him.
No, but I think he'd get more.
No, he would get more because they had a
Chris
chance
Paul
to win.
Like if the Suns lose to the Clippers in the next round, they're not. I don't think anybody's killing Chris Paul.
Right.
But I think Giannis will get criticized if they lose to Philly, if they get to Philly in the next round and lose.
Yeah, no, I'm saying if he gets to the finals, though, it'd be hard for people to say he's a bum if he got to the finals. Yeah. Brian in Seattle, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Brian?
Hey, Chris, I didn't know you were all into that drag queen stuff, but yeah, I just still can't get over that call. Yeah, I think Giannis is definitely under the most pressure if he loses. What I'm really looking forward to is him playing Embiid next round, though, because that's what it's looking like. I think if Embiid wins that, we're all going to be talking about him. What do you guys
think?
Well,
look, if Embiid stays healthy, he's arguably the best player in the world right now. I mean, that's legit, don't you think, Rob? If he's healthy, the problem with Embiid is you always have concerns about his health.
Right, like it, today, in today's game, there was a moment.
Yeah, right. It's like
there's
any
always
moment
he could
go down.
You always feel like he's 1 foot on a banana peel, Chris. Like,
yep.
Every game. And you don't know if you're going to have him the whole way. Is he going to be out in the most crucial game? Is something going to happen? Until he actually can get to the finish line without it always being like a struggle, I don't know. You can't count on them. And without Embiid, they don't have a shot.
But he's right. Embiid, Giannis will be a heck of a series. Because here's the thing. Giannis, Rob, we know. What does he do? He goes to the rack. And Embiid's going to be at the rack. So that will be a nice matchup. I'll tell you that. So that could be a good one. I hope Brooklyn gets their players back and wins. But if not, that could be a really good conference finals. All right. We got Josiah Johnson, king of NBA Twitter, coming up next, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Yes, our next guest is the king of NBA Twitter. He's the host of Out of Pocket on Buckets, none other than Josiah Johnson. Josiah, welcome to the Odd Couple.
What's happening?
What's going on, legend? How y'all doing?
We are good, man. And we got to say, look, your dad has been on the show several times. And one thing we've said, man, we don't think people really understand how great a player your father was.
Yes, no
Do you
doubt.
Think that, you know, he battled with Dr. J and Larry Bird and those guys. Do you think people understand how good he was?
No, I definitely don't think so. Obviously, he's been Naismith Hall of Finalist the past couple of years. Fortunately, he didn't make it in this year. But I think a lot more people know him from his acting and all that kind of stuff and don't realize, right, obviously, he was a five-time All-Star Wooden Award winner. Really kind of, you know, he didn't create the point forward position, but he coined the term point forward as one of the greater point forwards in the early 80s. But kind of same thing, you know. I think, you know, if he would have played on bigger market teams and bigger name teams, potentially there'd be a lot more love. But I think his resume speaks for itself and is definitely worthy of a Hall of Fame nod.
Right. Well said. Well said. Now, you played at UCLA, and now you've become like a Twitter superstar. Tell us how you kind of found your niche in social media and when you decided, hey, this is the route I want to go.
It's called LeBron Minions. You're a smart man.
Well, I mean, you say play at UCLA. I wouldn't really use that term. I was definitely at UCLA. I got a little bit of burn, but used a lot of that time on the bench to be creative and kind of just get my mind churning and get ideas going. But really never really liked social time when it first started. But I had a TV show on Comedy Central called Legend of Chamberlain Heights. Ended up doing some social stuff for the account and really kind of just dove in. And then once that show got canceled, I transferred everything over to my personal account. And honestly, I just like to have a good time, make people laugh. So I never really expected to get to the level that I'm at now to be doing the things that I'm doing. But it's incredible. And, you know, I literally get paid to do social media and Twitter. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, kids, just follow your dreams and you know, believe in yourself and you can do anything.
Sounds like you do stand-up? Like you're in the comedy.
Nah.
Okay, but comedy is your thing, though.
I mean, it's more kind of locker room comedy, I would say that. You know, when you got a team full of guys, 10, 12, 15 guys in the locker room, everybody's cracking jokes at each other. I can definitely hold my own in those situations, but have yet to do the stand-up stuff, but just kind of, I don't want to say like a Twitter comedian or whatever, but just try to come with the humor while we're watching things go on in the world, especially in the NBA space, and try to, you know, keep people amused, and it's worked out well. I got LeBron's attention, so, you know, at this point, I'm kind of going to keep this ship rolling, but there's really nothing nobody can tell me now.
Chris doesn't understand. You know, I do comedy every night on this show to try to keep it afloat, you know?
I don't understand. Easy. I haven't heard any comedy.
That's what he did. But obviously, you know, LeBron's attention, only because you're a pro LeBron guy. And so I think it's pretty easy to get his attention on that. If you're, when was the last time you ripped LeBron for something he's done?
Well, I call myself an equal opportunity caller, so I had Cabo jokes lined up during Game 6 when the Suns were beating the Lakers. So I definitely clown everybody equally, and you know, obviously LeBron's my favorite player of all time, but that doesn't mean he's free of getting any slander. It's NBA Twitter. It's kind of what we do. So when your team wins, you know, it's win or get clowned. Like, if you don't win, then you're going to get some jokes. But I go lighter on LeBron, obviously, because he's my goal, and I got to show respect. But, you know, at the end of the day, everybody can get these hands.
Where are you at? Because, you know, obviously Rob and I, we're sports writers. We're broadcasters. We didn't play at the NBA or even Division I college level. And, you know, sometimes you hear players – say, like, we just had Bonzi Wells on last week, and he's like, look, players feel like if you didn't play in the league, then you shouldn't be, you know, criticizing NBA players, even
Which
though
is
they
ridiculous
get mad
because they get mad when players you,
right,
criticize
Shaq
them, right.
and Charles Barkley and all that, they get mad at them too. But you obviously, I'm sure you must have been a good player to even play at UCLA, but you didn't make the league, obviously. Where are you at on that? And have you gotten pushback ever from players like, yo, man, you know, you ain't at this level. You shouldn't be killing us. At least we made the league. Like, do you get pushback at all on that?
No, I try to just have a tremendous amount of respect for the players. And, like, and to your guys' point, yeah, I didn't make the league, so I approach everything like that. Like, I never like to say somebody sucks or something like that. It's like any dude that's getting money playing professional basketball, whether that's the NBA, G League, overseas, or wherever, you got to have a, you know, a tremendous amount of respect for it. But my jokes are kind of more just what's going on in the world. If a guy gets dunked on or something like that, or a funny play happens in a game, or, you know, a situation like, you know, we're going to have with KD going out without Harden or Kyrie, just try to present an angle.
Going out, you already buried him, huh?
No, I'm just saying he's got to go out and play without those guys.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm there. I'm expecting some big things from KD. I think everybody's been on him the past
really?
Couple of days. So I'm expecting,
expound,
you know, 40, 50 points. Yeah,
expound.
I mean, you know,
well, hold on. Are you expecting him to lead them to victory in this series without Kyrie and Harden?
I didn't say all that. I just said I'm expecting some good things from KD. I think he'll go out there and play hard and perform well, but everybody's trying to act now like, oh, well, you know, LeBron didn't have AD or whatever. But, you know, injuries are part of the game. You never want to wish injuries on anybody. But obviously the team still got games to play, and it's a chance for him to really step up and show what he's capable of doing. I don't think that means he has to win the series, but if he goes out there and plays well, you know, we're all going to have to respect that, especially losing guys of the magnitude of Kyrie and Harden.
Speaking of that, Glenn Big Baby Davis, did you see this whole thing where he kind of mocked Kyrie for getting hurt like it was karma because he stepped on Lucky the Leprechaun? And then I guess he took it down. But how in the world, you know this on Twitter or whatever, I don't know how somebody can get on Twitter and revel in somebody's injury. Like,
yeah, I mean, it was
Isn't
wild.
Isn't that mind-boggling?
super, super disrespectful on Big Baby's part. I mean, obviously, he's a guy who played in the league, too. You know, you never wish injury on anybody. And to say that's revenge for stomping on Lucky, like, who cares? I don't think anybody knew besides Boston yes. fans that the mascot's name was Lucky till like a week and a half ago.
Right.
And now it's just like sentimental, like, oh, you know, Lucky this, Lucky that. Lucky does not care about y'all. He's not tripping on y'all. So for Big Baby to be like, that's karma or whatever, that's just not anything you want to put out to the universe. And I got a tremendous amount of respect for Kyrie and what he's been able to do. Yeah, he felt some kind of way going into Boston. He did what he had to do. At the end of the day, you guys know, if you don't want that to happen, then beat him. It's pretty simple. It's a simple thing. But I don't think any player or anybody should wish injury on any human being, especially in the NBA. Yeah.
All right, Josiah, you said that LeBron is your favorite player ever. I assume that means you think he's the GOAT. If so, yeah. We're going to give you the floor to make your – we both think it's Michael Jordan, and we got LeBron second.
LeBron is the
make your argument for LeBron is the GOAT.
Look, I know, and this is no knock or disrespect to MJ. I got a tremendous amount of respect for him and what he was able to do, the six rings, six finals, MVPs. But I think when everybody talks about the era of basketball, they like to skip over the fact that the NBA expanded by about 25% during his prime, right, adding six teams. And that created a lot of easy games. You even have guys from that era, the Dennis Rodmans of the world, admitting and acknowledging, like, yo, we were going out playing a bunch of bums a lot of times, and it wasn't really a test or a challenge for us. That doesn't diminish anything they've done, but you look at LeBron, you look at this era of basketball, this is the best version of basketball, I think, that we've ever seen. You know, we've got guys that can do more things at the highest level. And, you know, to see LeBron in 2016, you know, beat the greatest regular season team in NBA history in the Golden State Warriors, you know, leading the Cavs to three straight wins, coming back from 3-1, and then to see him in 20 – what?
I said he did it by himself?
No, he had Kyrie. I mean, he had nobody does it by itself.
I saw
the same thing this year with Steph. Steph had an amazing season, but everybody tried to say the rest of the team were rec league players. He literally playing with the defensive player of the year finalist, a top five defense, Andrew Wiggins, who had a remarkable season. But that's the thing we do. You know, did Jordan do it by himself? Of course not. He had Pippen. He had Tony Kukoc.
Yes.
He had Rodman. He had a squad. See, guys that stepped up, Paxton, guys that stepped up.
How about LeBron's six losses? How about the six loss, the most losses in NBA Finals by any former league MVP? What about that? That doesn't matter?
I think we see this weird thing going on in the world now where it's like LeBron lost in the first round this year, so that won't impact the finals record. So somehow that's better than making it to the finals.
No, it's not that. It's when you get to the finals, you're good enough to win. I mean, that's what that means. Whenever people use that as an excuse, if you get there, why can't you win? They used to use that for the Fab Five at Michigan. Well, what do you expect? They were only freshmen and sophomore. They got to the championship game. What, they won all the way up, and then they can't win? Why can't they win?
I mean, so what about the teams that don't make the playoffs or lose in the first round or second round or whatever? I think everybody can make that argument. There's one champion
at
the end of the year.
It's about that's
LeBron's
why you keep
done it
the record.
Four times. LeBron's done it four times, including the hardest championship in NBA history last year in the bubble. You know,
that was not. That is that, was, that's not based. That was not a hardest.
I like
Stop
LeBron,
that.
But that Stop. Wasn't the hardest championship.
That was the Come easiest on. Championship. Are you kidding?
They played the freaking Miami Heat.
Yes. Who got knocked out in the first round?
Well, beating the Heat was easy. Number one.
Yes.
Who had the mental fortitude?
And you got 4 months off.
Thank you. You got 4 months off.
Again, I'm not ripping it. We're not asterisk guys. We're not
right.
Asterisk
we don't
guys,
believe
so we
in
don't
it. We count it.
It.
We count
but
it.
But I just
my
don't
God.
Buy into this toughest championship ever. That's crazy.
Yes.
So
right.
Did just the Lakers get 4 months off, or did everybody get that?
That's why we say there's no asterisks because everybody
it counts. It counts,
right.
But so
but
do
it
the six
benefited
losses.
An older guy.
Yes.
Home court advantage. How does it benefit the older guy as opposed to younger guys who have a chance to get healthy now and run laps around this older dude?
No.
The
older guys need more rest.
Older guy needs more rest. It's like he had a whole off season off. We
All
like
right.
you, man. Good stuff. We'll get you on more because we got to – this whole, this is the best era of basketball, right? You caught
yeah,
that,
we,
right?
Well, you know
like,
I
no
wanted to bite
play,
my tongue.
You know,
right,
no
right.
big men that can –
You can't touch anybody defensively.
Right.
It's
no
easier
head,
to score
in.
Than to ever have.
Right,
I could go
right.
on and on and on.
Josiah, be honest. You know you could go out there, play for Brooklyn,
yes.
and give them 4 or 5 points a night.
You could.
I mean, real talk.
I would not get a bucket for the Brooklyn Nets.
Man,
I
you would, because all you'd have to do is –
Mike James was on Twitter. Which he was a Twitter guy 2 months ago, like
exactly.
you. And now he's getting buckets.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all
All right, man. Good stuff, man. Keep up the great work. We will get you on again, man. This was fun.
I appreciate you guys. Take care.
All right, brother. Peace. iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Keep it locked.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, wrapping up a Magic City Monday. Really good show. And Rob, we got a game. We got a game. At least what I see. I don't know if I'm behind, but it's 92-88 with 6.5 minutes left in the game on my TV. I know I'm behind. I know you're watching Mash or the Golden Girls.
92-90.
Okay, yeah, Trae Young.
Philadelphia
just,
by
just
two with 6 minutes to go.
Okay, wow. I mean, well, this is what I picked, right? But I'm a little surprised. I mean, they were down big, Atlanta. And
yeah, I mean, they could win this game. It's a lot of time to go, Chris, 6 minutes.
It'd be fun if they win this because, you know, it just adds a little drama, a little more drama. It's always nice in the playoffs. All right, Rob G. Green, speaking of drama, my goodness. Rob, you know what? The more the Green Bay Packers front office speaks, Rob, the more I kind of start siding with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, you would. All I would say is,
it is about people.
All I would say is sometimes you just like, just don't say anything. Just let it play out. Keep working behind the scenes. That's what I would do if I was in ownership or, you know what I mean, in management, Chris. I just wouldn't say anything. Like, because I don't think you ultimately you won't win. It's still because it's always about the players.
Don't say the wrong thing.
I just wouldn't say anything. I just would like. We're trying to work through whatever, you know, is going. We're working through whatever it is and leave it at that.
I mean,
you
can go up there and it's tied now, 92 all. But you can go up there and say, look, we love Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers.
No, I got that. I don't mean that. Right.
You know, like that won't hurt. And you're right. Don't say anything. Like, really don't even address it. But you can still give him love.
Right. Give him love and say we're trying to work through this. That's all. That's what I'm saying. Right.
But anyway, Rob G, tell us what Mark Murphy said. Paint the picture, because I just can't believe this.
Yeah, now you recall about
it. Atlanta took the lead, Chris, now.
94-92. Chris will see in about 4.5 minutes.
Chris will see, right.
But
hey, as long as y'all don't tell me, I don't
No, I'm going to text you before it's over. So that's
about a week and a half ago, Packers president Mark Murphy went on the team website, publishes a monthly column on there. And he said that Aaron Rodgers
is that journalism going on
has
the website?
divided their fan base.
They don't need us.
So he said that a week and a half ago. He doubled down at an event over the weekend, and someone asked him about Aaron Rodgers and you know what it's like working with him. He said, "Quote: I'm often reminded of Ted Thompson, as most of you know, just a great general manager passed away. He often talked about Aaron that he and it wasn't just Aaron, a lot of different players, but he would say he's a complicated fella. So I'll just leave it at that."
Why?
Are we sure they still want Aaron Rodgers?
You don't get it. You don't gain anything from that quote. That's
no. You lose something. I mean, I'm not saying it means Rodgers is going to leave.
No, but it's a bad. It's just you don't gain anything. It's just
right. Now, Rob G, where was this at?
This was at a function in Green Bay. I think it was like an award ceremony. Is
because I'm wondering a few guys.
Oh, it was an event at Lambeau Field. It was an event at Lambeau Field.
Okay. A few guys have been caught out there thinking somehow in 2021, thinking that, you know, oh, I thought this was private. You know, nobody was going to say anything. Or I don't know. Did he think that?
Hey.
Did he think this is a little intimate gathering with season ticket holders and is not going to get out
right,
to the media?
Right, it's crazy. Hey, are we almost to a minute? I want to say something, Chris, in the final minute. We passed the anniversary. Are we there yet?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, 1 minute. Chris, yesterday, the 13th, was the 30th anniversary. Are you ready? I wonder if you even know. When the national sports newspaper folded.
Yeah.
30
really?
Years ago. A lot of people don't remember.
Yeah,
you remember it was a big deal.
How long did it last? What, a year?
A year and a half
2 years?
Or something? I don't think, but yeah.
No, that was big deal because you know, they got what they considered the best sports writers around
the country. Oh, God. Chris, it opened up so many jobs in the business. That was 30 years ago.
Right, right. Yeah.
Chris, you know what? From 90 to 91. Yep, 1 year.
Yeah, that's when I started. And my career started in 1990. All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Peace!